Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the People Stack podcast. I'm your host, Rob Allen, co-CEO of the People Stack, where we help tech leaders just like you live your dream career and their dream lives right now without having to cave to office politics and waste time in useless meetings. In today's episode, I'm going to talk a lot more about that time aspect. You see, we spend a lot of time, there it is again, at the People Stack talking about your career, but that's less than one third of your life. At least, it is when you control how you spend your time, and you set the boundaries of when your work begins and when your work ends. A lot of the calls my team and I are taking, though, are helping people currently suffering with overwhelm. The workday never actually ends. They may close their laptop at 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, but their mind is still on their tasks while they tuck in their kids, while they talk to their spouse, or rather their spouse talks at them. And explains this wonderful story that happened to them or some other thing. And they're just dragging themselves from one moment to the next while work is still rattling around in their brain. And it's not even work that they like. It's not even work that they appreciate. It's not work that is on purpose, that's on mission for them. It doesn't drive them any more than, I don't know, taking out the garbage. The fact of the matter is that being able to control the clock, being able to control your time, how you spend it, and where you're able to spend it starts long before you get up in the morning to go and log into your day job. Being able to control your clock, being able to control your life to live your purpose and to live the dream life that runs alongside of your dream career really begins with that first aspect, having a job and a life of purpose. When you're able to live your personal mission, when you're able to show up at work day in and day out for something that you care about, that you feel strongly about, then really none of it's work. And you're excitedly present talking about it with friends and family. You're excitedly present talking about it with your children. You're excitedly present talking about it in all aspects. But you're also excited about putting it down. One of the things that we talk about in a lot of our materials is getting to earn a dream salary. But what's the point of a dream salary if you never take off the time to spend it and use it wisely? You can shovel all of that money into savings accounts until you're blue in the face. But the fact of the matter is, you're not guaranteed that tomorrow. You're not guaranteed that rainy day to use all of that savings. You're not guaranteed, hell, you're not guaranteed the next hour. A few years back when I was working for two companies ago, we had an IT engineer. So somebody who ran our servers and made not just the websites run, but also the database stack, and made sure that all the communications was working well between those. The stress got so bad for him that one day he had a heart attack on the job and died. And that's not rare. If you've been in this business 10 years or longer, you know a similar story. In fact, my VP position that I was privileged to get in 2019 became mine because the previous VP had an aneurysm. Perfectly healthy, happy, wonderful person, well-loved, well-liked. One day, getting ready for work, he was gone. None of us expects that. Nobody in 2019 thought that 2020 was going to be their last year on this earth. None of those people thought that all of the plans that they were making, all of the dreams that they had for the next decades and beyond, were going to come to an immediate close like that. It wasn't in the cards. You can't live your life thinking every day is going to be your last, but you can be more mindful about how you're spending your time, what you're spending it on, who you're spending it with, and what are the joys, what are the pleasures, what are the things you want to leave behind along the way. It's a bit morbid for how this podcast usually goes, I know, but I need to underscore that. Time is a resource that we often liken to money, but the fact of the matter is you can always make more money, but you can never make more time. And as you spend that budget, you're spending it not knowing how much is in the coffer in the first place. And that scares the crap out of me. So that's why in 2020, beginning of 2020, I left that job. And I decided to focus on this full time. Because being able to help people live their dream careers and live those dream careers right now is that important to me. That's me living my dream. That's me living my purpose. That's me doing the things that not only come naturally to me, but also help make the world a better place, because now I can touch more lives than ever before. And it's Jen's dream too, which is why she started this business in the first place. In fact, in 2020, a large percentage of our people not only moved on to companies that were going to give them the opportunity to serve their purpose, but they also made a lot more money in the process. And they're able to set new norms. They're able to set new boundaries around how they spend their time. So they're tucking in their kids fully present. They're spending time all together talking about what's really important to them. And yes, they still make plans for out into the future, but they also live right here, right now. They found ways to make sure that every aspect of their day, every aspect of their life, every aspect of their work is all dialed in order to allow them to live their best lives, to live their best dreams. They didn't want to spend one more minute wasting time in a useless meeting for a useless mission that doesn't resonate with them. Somebody out there is going to resonate with that mission. For somebody out there, your job right now that you have is a dream job. And if that's not you, go find your dream, find your passion, go live your dream, live it now, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And now, I know that that's a lot to take in. I know that that's a lot to focus on. But it's all possible. Everything you're dreaming of, all of the lives that you want to see yourself and your family have, and maybe you're single right now and you want to go and make that family, but you just don't have the time. Where the hell do you think that time's going to come from? You're going to have to figure a way to spend less of it at a job you hate. Because you can't stay healthy sleeping less. You can't stay healthy eating less often. You can't stay healthy exercising less. But if you work less and you make sure it's work that matters, not just to you, but to others, you can live a lot more. And that's simpler said than done. Sure, I hear that. I get you. But it starts with a plan. And if you need help making that plan, my team is here ready to help you do that. And so as this podcast ends, as this episode ends, as this video ends, as this audio ends, you owe it to yourself. Go to thepeoplestack.com/book and find a time with my team so that you can start making your plan so that you can live your dream life, so that you can live your dream career, so that you can stop planning for a future where someday maybe you'll get to live your dreams and live them now instead. Live them then as well. It's not an either or, but tomorrow's not promised to you. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. So go to thepeoplestack.com/book and set up that appointment for as soon as possible, because there's just no margin in waiting to live the rest of your life. It just doesn't exist. So I'm going to cut this one short for today. You know what you need to do. I'm giving you back more of the time that you need. Book that call, make the plan, and live that best version of your life. And do it right now.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.